You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, this is Steve Sharippa, better known as Bobby Bacala, and the Michael K. Show starts now, right here on 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Michael, Don, Peter, do me a favor. Don't screw this thing up, would you?
Oh, we will not, Steve. And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. You know the date. It's sure. Friday. It's January 20th. It's 2023. It's the day before New York football holds its breath.
Let's go!
Everybody locked in. To Giants against the Eagles. I can't wait, frankly. I really can't wait. I've done a lot of thinking about this game, and I think I'm falling on the side of the Eagles. I look at them, I break it down for the people, and I say to myself, Don and Peter, who's got more talent? Eagles. Who won twice already? Eagles. Only one counts. The last game was an anomaly. The Giants didn't play anybody. And Jalen Hurts was his last name. He was still hurt. So now I'm going to assume that he's a little better. If he's 95%, I think they win by 10 to 14 points. Oh. If he's the way he was a couple of weeks ago, then it's going to be a close game. It's probably going to be a one-score game, although the Eagles still should win. You look at their skill position players, and they're better than the Giants' skill position players. And, you know, I think that in the game against the Vikings, they had a coaching advantage. Sirianni's a pretty sharp dude. So as great as Dable's been, I'm not sure if the Giants have a huge coaching advantage over the Eagles. So please, somebody out there, help me out. Make the case why the Giants are going to beat them.
Excuse me, I'll do it. Because based on what you're intimating here, I believe you and I will be on opposite sides of the picks today.
Good, I'll gain more points on you.
Wow. You know what? You're not who I'm worried about.
You should be.
And I think Don's
wow. 3-point play.
And I think Don's staying away from this game. I like the Giants. I'm picking the Giants. I like them to cover. I like them to play close. And honestly, the main reason is a lot of faith in Brian Dable. Like, I just feel like this is the kind of head coach who is going to have this team ready for a third game against a divisional opponent in the playoffs. Dable has shown us his ability to keep this team prepared and on their toes. Yes, they had a rough spot there in the middle of the year where Don famously said he didn't think they'd win another game. But now...
He's throwing you under the bus a lot.
That was just
Don.
A joke. It was a joke.
No, you meant it. You like to bring him down.
I can handle myself. Thank you. But... honestly, I just can't. It dawned on me today. I cannot see the way this team has been coached and the way they've played. I just don't see them pooping themselves on Saturday night. Furthermore, we don't know what Jalen Hurts' situation is exactly. And I think the Giants have the perfect attack to go after a slightly below average run defense of the Eagles. I like the Giants to cover at least. I'm not guaranteeing a win, but I like the Giants to keep this thing close on Saturday.
And I agree with Peter that coaching does matter. You know, now this Eagle team did go to the playoffs last year, so they're not inexperienced at what it's like to play in the postseason. They lost to Tampa last year, but they're inexperienced in the sense of coming off the bye and being, at least record-wise, the best team in the conference, if not all of football. And so there is a different kind of respect that you gain through that, but there's also a lot of pressure that comes with that too. When you're expected to win and you're home, there's a lot that comes with that, and we'll see if they're able to handle it on top of Hurts not being 100%. So I do not see the Giants getting blown out. 7.5, that seems right to me. I am going to stay away just because that hook bothers me. I think the Giants are going to be very, very competitive in the game. If I had to pick the game, I think I'd lean towards Peter just because I think the hook would bother me from a Philadelphia standpoint. But there's a mojo about this Giants team, a belief, a confidence that they have. And I'm interested to see how Philadelphia kind of ratchets it back up again. They weren't great in that Week 18 game, Michael. They needed that game. Now, Hurts wasn't 100%, but you're talking about all the talent, how much better they are. Now, they were in control of that game. What was it, up 13, 16, nothing? They saw the Cowboys were losing, so maybe they let the foot off the gas just a little bit. But the Giants were competitive in the game they didn't need, with their best players sitting on the sidelines and Philadelphia needing the game, and the Giants did not embarrass themselves and didn't get blown out. I think there's value to that. I think this is a much different team, a healthier team than when they met early in December and the Giants were blown out at MetLife. Now, the Giants have to figure out a way to win there against this team. It's been their bugaboo. Let's be honest. If you took the Cowboy fan element out of it, Peter, so I'll talk to you because you know, as being a fan of a team in the NFC East, the thing that drives you crazy about the Dallas Cowboys is their fan base, how large it is, how obnoxious they can be. But just from a pure football standpoint, I got way more hatred for the Eagles than I do for the Cowboys, because the Eagles just eat the Giants alive. In all the big spots in recent years, I know 2000, I know 81, but you go back to 08 when the Giants were great and they were going to try to win their second Super Bowl, lost their first home game to Philadelphia. Embarrassed in there at times. So that's a lot to get over, but you look at it, this Giants team got a little something going, and out of respect for the coaching staff, I think they're going to hang. I think Philadelphia would probably win the game because I think they are better. But I would be surprised if the Giants embarrass themselves.
Listen,
tomorrow.
But here's what I want to squeeze in here.
Squeeze it.
You think the Giants have a little something going. The Eagles have the best record in the NFC. I mean, they don't have something going. But
they do. But the last month?
They were coasting. It was over. Nobody was catching them.
Listen, it took till the last week of the season to put the Cowboys away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so also, do you think Hurts didn't play. Hurts hasn't been playing.
Is it coasting, Michael, or is it that they kind of came a little bit back there? I think everybody believed that Philadelphia was contention for this division and were going to be better than they were last year. But wouldn't you be honest that everybody was a little surprised that they were the best team in football? That they would be a one seed and have a bye?
Well, but are people more surprised that they're the best team in the NFC and the Giants are actually in the playoffs? There's more surprise that the Giants are in the playoffs.
No question. But let's not make Philadelphia out to be Kansas City, where you're a perennial one seed, or what Green Bay was in recent years, where it's like a lock they're going to make the playoffs. And yeah, they did lose two of their last three games. They lost to the Cowboys. They lost to the Saints. And again, you know, Hurts injury is part of it. But the best team doesn't always win, Michael. If we did this on paper, it would be very easy, and we'd all have winning records every year. But there's a lot of X factors that go into a playoff game. And coaching and how you're playing at that particular time and confidence all are part of it.
Yeah, but you keep bringing up coaching as if you're diminishing what Nick Sirianni's done. He's a good coach, too.
Very good coach.
So why is Dable better?
I think what Don and I are saying, it goes without saying the Eagles are the more talented team. It goes without saying.
So doesn't that count for something?
They're the favorite for a reason. They're a really good team. All Don and I are saying is that the way the Giants have been playing recently and the coaching of this team lends us to believe they will keep this thing close. That's it.
Well, you know, I know both of you, right? And by the way, in the middle of the Big Blue Report brought to you by Jack Pocket.
No, it's big.
Both of you have no respect for me, and why should you? Because although I've been the champion the last 2 years on our pick segment, I'm last right now. I'm trying to climb out of that basement. But on yesterday's Hot Stove Show, and Don, did you watch that, or was there an original Quincy on
there? No, there were two Quincy. There were back-to-back Quincys that I had not seen.
Oh, you saw both.
You were out. You lost the face-off clean.
Well, you know, here's what you missed. A guy that you both love, the Yankee manager, Aaron Boone, told Jack Curry on the Hot Stove Show, not only are the Eagles going to win, they're winning by a lot.
What?
Comfortably, I think, is the word he used.
You're unbelievable.
Now, he's more than welcome to call into the show and break it down for the people. But he said on the Yes Network, and you know he's a big, big Eagles fan, the Eagles are winning comfortably. Now, do you respect him more than me?
No.
What?
Not in this case. It's his
team. I don't know. What? He's the manager of the Yankees. He's a fan. No, but he's a yo-yo Eagle fan. No, I love Aaron. If we're talking about baseball, I'd have all the respect in the world for his opinion.
But you're a yo-yo Giant fan.
Right.
But I do think I come with some analysis. Did he do pre and post for an NFL team for 16 years?
He watches every single game, knows coaches, stuff like that. He talks people. He's locked in.
I have more credibility in the NFL than Aaron Boone does.
Stop.
I covered the Giants. I covered the Jets. 16 years doing the pre and post. No, you stop it. You stop it. All right, Yankee boy? I have more credibility. Listen, I don't have a ton of credibility in the NFL, but what little credibility I do is gargantuan. Compared to Aaron Boone. Now, if we're going to talk baseball, different story. Otherwise, he's the guy with the helmet with the two beers, sipping the beer through the straw, yo-yo, animal, football fan.
No, he's not that sort of fan. He's an analytic fan.
Now we're going to bring analytics in.
Hold on.
I don't mean like the nerd analytic. He's watching. He's not just like with pom-poms.
I got to tell you, he might end up being right. I think he is
going to be right.
And if he's got any problem, he's got my number, or he can come in on the show. In my opinion, in my humble yo-yo, apparently just Joe fan with zero NFL credibility,
Mr. Joe Football.
I believe that Aaron Boone's opinion that the Eagles are going to walk all over the Giants is strictly 100% the fan in him. He's not breaking down numbers and analytically looking at it. He is Joe Eagle fan. Picking the Eagles to beat the Giants for that reason and that reason only.
What a lack of respect. The man has given you nothing but respect since he's been Yankee manager, and now you're just saying he's picking it because he's an Eagle fan.
Because he is. And why is that being disrespectful, Peter?
It's totally disrespectful.
I'm calling it is. He is making the pick because he's an Eagles fan.
Listen.
That's not true.
It's totally true.
You guys are both too far. Michael is making it sound like it's Joe Fortenbaugh, and he's breaking it down every single number.
Right. He is.
Don is making him sound like he's JoJo, the idiot circus boy who just showed up and made a pick.
No, I didn't say that.
I'd like to say it's somewhere in the middle. He is a smart guy who clearly knows sports, but is he tainted at all by his Eagles fanship? Of course he is.
You know what? If he thought the Eagles were going to lose, I think he'd sit it out. He wouldn't even make his pick known.
People, I think the Commanders are going to win every week. I think they should be in the Super
Bowl. Well, you're not that bright. He's bright.
No, it's just the fact that being a fan taints you. I'm actually the only person here with zero dog in this fight, and I like the Giants.
And I'm not coming from a fan.
What dog do I have?
You like the Giants?
I like the Giants.
I know,
but
you're done. Your fandom was put away in the back of the closet 30 years ago.
Ken Landros, when the Dodger center fielder caught the fly ball in the 1981 World Series, that's it.
Man, what's in it for me? I understand that. We all make our decision. And listen, you could believe me or not. If I picked the Giants, if I did the numbers and worked on it and used my knowledge of football and picked the Giants to win this game, everybody would accuse me of just being Giant boy. But that's not how I decide to do this show. If you've listened to me, if I think they stink, I was the Giant guy who said I thought they weren't going to win another game, right? So I call it the way that I see it. But there are a lot of other fans, and even talk show hosts that are fans. I can't pick against my team. My team's always going to win. I always believe in my team. I always believe. And they believe somehow that because you're a fan, you always have to blindly be loyal and pick them. I'm deciding that that's the kind of fan Aaron Boone is. And I think the only credibility to his pick is strictly from fandom.
Okay.
And I have the respect in the world of him as a man, as a manager, baseball knowledge. When it comes to football, I'm the expert. He's not.
You're not more of an expert than him. You didn't play the game.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. That's ridiculous.
So what do you think I was just doing, hanging out with Bud Elite and KFC for 16 years?
You are more of an expert of him in broadcasting. You can't say you're more of an expert of him in football. You guys are on the same plane.
Do you realize, Peter, football from September until the Yankees are eliminated in October, football is a complete rumor to Aaron Boone. Rumor. If he's doing his job as the Yankee manager, football is a rumor until the Yankees are eliminated. Tell me I'm wrong.
He is a top flight manager. So my guess is he is focused on baseball. Focus. Yes.
So you don't think that he has an hour, like in the middle of the night, to scroll through his DVR and watch the Eagle game? Oh, you're out of your mind.
Not to watch it to analyze it the way you're talking about.
Are you doing that? Or is Quincy getting in the way?
No.
Oh, listen, you know what? This is unbelievable.
Compared to Aaron, I'm an expert. I'm no expert. I was doing the Rangers Canadians the last time the Giants played a postseason game. I went back and watched it on the DVR for sure and analyzed it to do the talk show. But 16 years I covered the Jets. What was I, just hanging out with Buttle with no socks, eating KFC, watching other games?
Yes.
Or was
like
I writing that, notes down and learning from a guy who played the NFL for 16 years?
I watched.
And he covered it before that. But I'm no expert, but compared to Boone, I'm Roger Goodell.
No, you're not.
Yes.
What the arrogance and the hubris.
It's not even arrogance. How do you see? He's a fan. He is a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles. And for 6 weeks out of the year, the Eagles are a rumor because he's managing the Yankees.
Well, you know what? Then he caught up over the last 12 weeks. How about that?
I'm not saying he doesn't know any, but he's a fan.
So are you.
And why does he have to be an expert? He's a manager of a baseball. He's just a fan of the Eagles.
Don't you think that a manager or a coach of any professional team has more of an appreciation for what's really going on with even another team in another sport than you do?
Maybe from a motivational factor or how to get players ready.
I am shocked at how your ego is spiraling out of control.
It's not even an ego.
Yes, it is.
Help me out. It's not an ego. I'm not saying I'm an expert in football. I'm just saying that I come from a different place than Aaron Boone does, just being a fan of the team. You're making it seem like he is an expert because he's a manager of a baseball team, so he can connect dots with football. No.
I
can't either,
I'm a big Aaron Boone fan. I believe in Aaron Boone. He's a great American, and I believe.
Can I just say something? Can I just say,
father.
No, Don, I need to get in here. I need to get in. I'm lifting everything up here. I've had enough, and I'm doing it.
Lift it up and show it to me.
Aaron has been texting us. Michael knows that he's listening. So he's fluffing up Aaron and crushing you. It's all nonsense.
It's nonsense.
The man is a fraud. He's a terrible friend. And what he's saying to the world is he cares about Aaron Boone. He doesn't care about Don LaGreca.
You're unbelievable.
He's unbelievable, Aaron. That's what he's saying to the world.
Right, because I'm talking as if Aaron's listening. And I don't think I'm saying anything out of school. I'm not offended. I'm just saying that while he was out there learning to be a third baseman to play Major League Baseball and watching his dad play and being in the minor leagues and eventually ending up in Major League Baseball and preparing and working out and doing all the things it takes to be a great ball player and then eventually a great manager comes at the expense of watching football. And for 16 years, I got paid to watch it.
Well, wait a second.
And for 20 years, I covered the sport.
Wait a second. Let's take your journey. So you're doing mesk behind the Clixies, and you're really absorbing football at that point? You're doing drugs.
I was 16 years old. But you know what I was doing while I wasn't taking mesk and drinking Budweiser nips behind Clixies?
What?
Watching football.
And you're probably watching football stoned half the time.
No, never. No, I never drank. I never, first of all, we're exaggerating the whole mesk thing. Was there experimental moments in my life? Yeah. Would I consider myself a user? No. Did I drink? Yes. Never at games because I wanted to focus on the game. I'm a nut for football, and obviously my career has gotten in the way in that sense, but I look at this as my job to know the game and talk to people and have information that I could come up with some sort of an expertise at it that certainly is in the bottom rung of people in the industry. But compared to Aaron Boone, gargantuan.
You've got some sack.
But
really
he would
do.
Agree.
He would not agree.
He's got to focus.
You can do two things at once.
I just want to say, Michael, you're really going to hammer this home for 20 minutes? I mean, I don't program the show.
Here's a guy.
But okay, Aaron likes the Eagles. Don thinks, I don't care. He's an Eagles fan. End of story.
All right, good. That's the big blue report.
I can't tell.
Here we go.
Brought to you by Jack Target.
I thought this was a good segment.
You know, everybody lately, Don, has an opinion about the show.
It is unbelievable, isn't it?
We're the ones who've been doing this for 21 years. We'll do the show the way we want. Everybody else, pipe down. You too, Peter.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm right there with Michael.
Take a seat.
All I said was,
you're on one side. There's a wall of fire, and on the other side of that wall of fire is right. I'm holding hands with Michael, Thelma and Louise, walking through that fire on
this
subject.
That's right. We know how to do a show.
Everybody else, shut up!
We have been first.
I don't appreciate being thrown into that category. That was actually the worst thing anyone here has done. The fact that you just threw me into the group of hacks rather than as a partner on this show who's saying, we get it, okay? Boone likes the Eagles. Right. Michael likes Boone. And that's the whole story.
There's a
Boone like Eagle. Michael like Aaron. End of story.
Now, while we're being yo-yos, there was...
What's sad, though, is that Aaron probably doesn't like Michael as much as Michael likes Aaron.
Not at all. And he probably sees through you doing this as an effort to do that. And he likes Don even more.
Well, during this whole thing, there was a text thread.
God.
Anyways, Boone has responded.
Wow.
To me.
Okay.
Fair point, Don.
That's the big blue
thank
report.
Thank you. Aaron, thank you. Aaron, I'll never get those 20 minutes back, but I appreciate you doing that.
I want them back.
You know, it's good. You can get them back. Listen to the podcast. Powerball is $473 million, Peter. Mega Millions is $20 million. Why don't you go hit one of those and never come back to work, okay? Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app. Get your first ticket free using code ESPN. You must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service. Eli Manning has some strong things to say about his successor, Daniel Jones. We'll hear from him. We've got a lot of big guests today as well. It's going to be a great show. Joe Fortenbaugh is going to help break down all the games and give you pertinent information. Not like Don. He's going to give you pertinent information. So stick around. Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you. Right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
That's what Cuber was saying when I was tripping on mesk in 84.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're going to have on Andrew Gunling later on. He's a big Eagles fan.
It's not fair.
Used to be the producer of this show before he unceremoniously left us.
No, because I've had it.
But this is Dave Rothenberg on the DiPietro and Rothenberg this morning. And he said he is willing to give up his friendship with Andrew.
Oh, no.
For a Giants win. Here's Dave. Oh,
this is your game right back at you.
Okay.
I guarantee you a Giants win right now. Never talk to Gundling ever again.
Ever again.
You would take it.
100%.
What a bad guy you are.
Because he has no real friends, RJ.
Why?
He's
why?
A man
no, because
on an island.
I make appropriate decisions. What do you mean, bad guy?
You would just... How long have you known Andrew for?
I've known him for 12-plus years.
And you'd throw those dozen years right in the garbage.
Right out the window.
You're evil.
Right out the window.
And he said he doesn't care that Eagles fan Gunling will be on the Michael K. Show at 6:30.
Honestly, does it matter that much that Gunling is going to be? I'm not going to listen to that.
Oh,
have Gunling break down the game?
Supposed to be your friend.
I love Andrew, but I just don't love him tomorrow.
You said you would drive to his home and then take your own feces.
I will defecate all over his yard.
Then you said you would wipe it in his face.
Right, I'll pick it up in two hands and just go running into his home.
This is a two-hander?
A two-hander.
Wow.
You know what? Show me something. Do it.
Well,
You know, Tom's got something to say. He's just weighing whether he should say it.
It used to be fun with the Dave fandom. Now it's just stupid. No, it really is just stupid. Honestly, like what we start talking about defecation now, that's the way we've got to like make a point. Really?
It's sad. You're saying he's desperate.
No, that just no, it's stupid. It really, I mean, I get not wanting to miss a game. I it's entertaining the stupid things he's done after losses to his family because the family doesn't seem to care. His wife won't leave him, so that's her problem. But then you just start, what did Andrew Gunling? Andrew Gunling's the nicest person walking the face of the earth.
Yeah.
I don't care what you think as far as like him leaving the show.
No.
He's still a very good person. And you start talking about that, and then, I got no interest in him breaking. Yeah, we're having Andrew down to break down the game. Or having Andrew on because he's a friend of the show, he's a fun guy, and he's an Eagle fan. We're going to have a nice back and forth. Dave, we don't need you to listen, okay?
I see.
Give me a break already with this guard. So that makes you a bigger fan than me because you're a mental patient? No. It's a cry for help. And the sad thing is nobody wants to help you.
You know what?
Used to be entertaining. It's not entertaining. That segment there, that's something that wasn't worth listening to.
Oh, my God. I enjoyed it.
I'm going to listen to Andrew Gunling because I'm going to hear him break down. I'm not going to listen. Good. Sleep in.
You know what? The part that worries me is I'm going to be rooting for the Giants now as my pick tomorrow, and I'm rooting along with Dave. Ugh, who wants to be in that group, you know?
So, I mean, it's one of those can't lose for yous. For you.
Can't lose for yous?
Yeah.
Because what do you mean for yous?
If they lose, you know he's miserable. And if they win, you won.
No, because I hate the Eagles much more than I hate Dave.
Yeah.
That's the problem. This is the problem. I have a couple of picks this week that were shaped by I just can't see myself rooting that way. One being the Giants, actually, the truth is I'm really going with my gut. The three games I'm picking today were the first three games I had a feeling for, and this is the way I felt about all of them. The truth is, when the Giants game ended last week, I said, in my head, I immediately go, this is going to be a big number, and I'm going to like them to cover the number because I think this team's rolling. The Eagles are so putrid, though, that even if I liked the Eagles a bit more, I don't think I could pick them because I couldn't bear rooting for them. Couldn't bear. I'd rather lose.
1-800-919-3776. What a show today. The Superbox Bonanza. Great guest.
Michael spent 24 minutes just absolutely fluffing Aaron Boone. Unbelievable stuff.
Oh, and even
Boone, Aaron Boone doesn't need me to speak on the air to know how I feel about him. I think he's a gentle, great guy.
You know what you fluffing? It was like, Don, the way he was talking about Aaron was like the equivalent of yesterday when Stephen A. was like, I don't want Rihanna to feel bad. Right.
But you know what the problem is with Michael?
Well, yeah, well, what's one of many? What?
No, when it comes to trying to talk yourself up, I'm all for trying to, if you want to kiss up to Aaron Boone or you want to try to make yourself look great, but why does everything have to be a political ad with you?
What's a political? Like, what did I do?
Because in a political ad, instead of talking about all the great things you do, in the political ad, you talk about the opponent and all the things that make them bad.
Exactly.
You can talk about Aaron Boone, but why do you got to devalue me in the process to try to make yourself look better?
Right. I will not devalue
First of all,
these
I did
men.
Not start this endeavor to talk up Aaron Boone. I started it when you said that you know more football than him.
I do.
Take exception to that.
But no, that's not actually what Don said to start. Don, I know Don was ready to argue his own point anyway, but that's not what you said. What Don actually said was, essentially, I don't care what Aaron Boone's opinion is because it's coming from a hardcore Eagles fan. That's essentially what he was saying. It wasn't that he thinks he said, I know. Now, he went on to say that with his years as a pre and post guy for the Jets, he is more qualified than Aaron.
Well, only because Michael said that my opinion is the same thing.
It is.
Because I'm just a fan.
You're a fan with a radio show and a megaphone.
So
that's why
so,
people love you.
But I also worked for an NFL team for 16 years.
Let's go to the phones, can we? Let's go to Larry in New Jersey. Larry?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. What's going on?
What's up, Lar?
I just got to say, that was one of the most funniest things I've ever heard in my life. And Michael, I mean, you're out of line. You're coming at Don.
Thank you.
16 years, he's saying, covering football.
Oh.
Compared to Aaron Boone, baseball guy, sports guy, I get it. But then with your logic, any older gentleman or woman who calls the station that has been watching baseball, especially the Yankees, that was filling out scorecards in their living room, care of the Yankees than you do, being the Yankee boy or the broadcaster of the Yankees, whatever you want to call yourself.
I prefer Yankee boy.
When
thank
they call into the show. I mean, listen, I, Mike, I like you. I want you to be the Yankee boy. But if somebody comes in, you know, 80-year-old guys, and I fill out the scorecards, you know, for the last 60 years while you were on your mom's hip growing up, he has more credibility in baseball than you do?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. But just because Don did the pre- and post-game show from the I think there is something to be said that people that are in the inside in sports that see how the sausage is made even can cross over to other sports and understand more what's going on than any of us can. They have been in the crucible. They know how these things go. That's my only point. So although Aaron Boone is an expert on baseball, you can't tell me that he doesn't also know what Brian Daboll and Nick Sirianni is going through.
I think it's fair to say that a coach of a major sport or manager can analyze the perspective of the coaches in a way that's different. But I also don't think that you should think for a second that Aaron Boone's take should in any way sway Donald Marco LaGreca, great.
I'm not saying it should sway him. I'm just saying I value Aaron Boone's decision more than I do Don's.
I don't want it to sway Don.
And
I'm not supposed to have a problem with that. That's the crux. If you want to know, that's what it's about.
I started the show saying I like the Eagles. It didn't matter to me what Aaron Boone said, but when he devalues Aaron Boone by saying he knows more, that's when I had to step up and protect the guy.
Well,
he doesn't have a voice here right now.
Because I do know more.
Wow.
Is it that much of a wow? I think it's obvious.
I mean, listen, you know what would be the wow?
Anthony, do you have that what that Aaron Boone gave us a while ago?
Because
that's what that deserves.
You know what we should find out right now, Don?
I can hear you.
Don. Don. Yeah. If we want to know just how much of a fraud Michael is and like how much he's just doing this all for Aaron's edification, let me try. I'm going to try something here.
Okay.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Who do you think knows more about the history of the of baseball and specifically the Yankees organization, you or Aaron Boone?
I do.
Oh. All right. He showed me something.
Of course.
You know what?
I grew up with the Yankees in my soul. Aaron Boone didn't.
Okay.
I'm sure he has an appreciation for the history. So, he doesn't know more than I do.
Okay.
So as far as like because he's a manager and he's in depth in sports, what if he came on and said, I think the Flyers are going to beat the Rangers next week? Would that have credibility?
I would ask him why, and I'm sure he'd have a very point-by-point take on it.
No.
Let's go to Sam in Brooklyn. Sam.
Sammy Sam.
You guys are killing me. You shot out of a cannon today. Listen, I know, Michael, I know there's some theatrics to this, right? But this is worse than your theatrics with the producer of the morning show, because you're killing Don. And there's no way that Don wouldn't be more qualified, I guess, to speak about football than Aaron Boone. You're crazy if you think otherwise.
But why? Here's my point. I love Don. Really, I love him like a brother. And if Aaron and Don were drowning, I could only save one. I'd save Don.
No,
because I know Don longer, and I like Aaron a lot. But you know, I know the twins. I know Nancy. I'd throw Don the life preserver. And figuring that Aaron's in much better shape than Don, he'll save himself. But why does Don know more football than Aaron? He has never been a football coach. He's never been a football player. He is essentially a football fan with some inside knowledge because he did the pre- and post-game with Buttle.
Yeah, but he's got more of that than Boone does.
Right. So you're saying years covering the Jets, and then before that covered so it's basically 18 years. I covered the Giants in 99, the Jets in 2000, and then in 2002 I jumped on board with the Jets for the pre and post. So essentially like 18 years of covering the two local football teams, not even counting all the years of just doing a talk show around it.
Right.
The fact that he's the manager of the Yankees trumps that.
No, it doesn't trump it.
That's crazy.
I think that helps his institutional knowledge of what's going on in a professional sports team. And I don't think he's such a, I wish I remembered the exact pejorative term you use about, you know, yo-yo, whatever. I think he knows a lot about the Eagles. He's not just like a dumb fan. I think he blows away Andrew in terms of knowledge.
No, what you just said was maybe the craziest thing you've ever said on the show.
Well, you know what? I'm glad I'm scaling the
heights. If we had Aaron and Andrew Gundling on for an Eagles game show, and I love and respect Aaron Boone, I would put Andrew as the heavy favorite.
Sipping the beer through the straw, yo-yo animal football
fan. No, he's
fan.
Not that. That's it. Yo-yo animal football fan. By the way, we're creating a dangerous situation, Peter. Paul Birnbaum on Twitter said, literally almost crashed, laughing so hard at this Don Boone conversation. Very dangerous show.
Everybody be careful out there. They should be careful anyway. Buckle up.
Hey, it's game time. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Knicks and the Hawks tonight in Atlanta. That's a 7 p.m. Pregame right here, 7:30 tip. Knicks are spiraling out of control. So are the Nets. Nets and the Jazz. The Nets have lost every game that Kevin Durant has missed.
And four
that's
overall,
a 9
right?
p.m. start. So not good. Not good. That'll
not
be
what you want.
Yes.
Not what you want. That was a late one last night in Phoenix.
Yeah, I didn't stay out for that. That's game time. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. I go so far as to say I think Tom Thibodeau knows more about football than Don.
You just made that up.
No, I think he does because he knows exactly what Dable and Sirianni's going through.
By the way,
Dable.
Yeah. We'll come back and continue to batter each other right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First of all, I want to preface this by saying I'm a big fan, but Michael, your take about how the Giants not extending Daniel Jones' fifth-year option is a knock on Dable is a clown take.
Oh,
I love
it.
Do you know when they had to accept or decline that fifth-year option? Do you know when they had to do that?
Yeah, way before camp.
Yeah, in April. So they hadn't touched the guy. They hadn't worked with him at all. So why would they guarantee him a dime, no pun intended, before they work with him at all?
I see what you're saying, and I understand what they did, but that so the expert quarterback guy, you know that
no,
he looked
but even
at every
if you
but
think
wait,
he's going to work
that,
out.
You know that he looked at every single bit of film on Daniel Jones, everything, and he didn't see this. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, he didn't have his hands on him. You're absolutely right, Chris. But everything that he saw on that tape, nothing told him that this was going to happen. So, listen.
But nobody saw anything on that tape that thought he would work out. So until you actually get to talk with him and work with him in your system, why would you guarantee him any money?
They came in. Sure,
they
spoke to him.
Garbage. They had no money.
You don't think
they talked to him, but you don't actually get to work with him.
Chris, can I ask Chris?
Wait a second.
The
money that they were against the cap this year has nothing to do with next year's $18 million. It saves them money. Now they're going to have to give him $40 million.
I'd like to ask Chris a question, Chris. If it's okay, just because you seem like a smart Giants fan, can you remember what was your honest feeling about Daniel Jones during last offseason?
During last offseason?
Yeah, so before
this
season.
You need to give him one more year, do not pick up the fifth-year option unless he proves something. That's what everybody thought, and it was the right move. Sure, it looks silly now because hindsight is 20/20, but to say that's a knock on the guy before he actually got to have him on a practice field in his system and to see how he processed things in his system, why would you guarantee him anything?
And I also think,
that's
Chris, bigger than that, and the reason I disagree with Michael mainly yesterday was because I think the injuries were maybe a major reason why. He had come off a neck injury. He was hurt the year before that. So it was like, listen, we got to wait and see with this guy. So I don't, Mike, I really don't think it was anything at film. He hadn't produced and he had been hurt.
I'm not saying that it was something egregious. I'm saying that Dable is an expert at this, looked at film, and you can't say, when did Dable get hired? In January? He must have spoken to Danny Jones for 3 straight months every day. And knew exactly what the guy was about, and they went over every single play. Don brings up a good point about the neck injury, but their doctors probably said, hey, it's nothing. But it's going to cost them upwards of $25 million not picking up that option. And I can't be a phony because I didn't think it was a good idea to pick up the option anyway. But I'm not them. The experts.
But I don't know if it could be seen by an expert.
Why not?
Because you're looking at a quarterback that's not running your plays, running plays of coaches that obviously didn't know what they're doing because they lost their job. And they looked at him and said, well, let's try to devise a system here where we can get the most out of him. And then Daniel Jones took the ball literally and ran with it. So Daniel Jones deserves a lot of credit for that. But to be able to see, all right, he's got an arm, he's got some athleticism, but he seems to get hurt all the time, and he fumbles, it seems like, every time he's touched, and he doesn't seem to make really great decisions, all right? And then they get a chance to finally work with him, but that was already after they had to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do think the injuries were probably the biggest part of it. And then when you see that the system they devised is certainly not a system that makes you think that he's an elite quarterback, he took advantage of what they gave him, and I don't know if anybody really could possibly see that he was going to be able to do that.
I think that Peter said the smartest thing all week a couple of days ago when he said, we'll see what the Giants think when we'll see what they offer him. Because if they don't go to the $40 million point and they let him become a free agent, you know what? Then they think that Danny is a product of their system. That's it.
And by the way, that's not exactly what I said. What I said was, I think, what you're referring to is that they already said where they were at in the press conference last week. They think he's good.
No, I think
that it's more than that.
Because I'm an expert performer, Peter. I thought that was performative.
You do know performative.
Yeah. Nobody in this business knows it like me.
So you think when he said good, it was just posture.
First of all, coaches don't like to blow up players. And the reason, only reason he blew up Galladay, if any player needs to be blown up, it's Galladay. So he tried to throw him a crumb through a good block. He's not going to pump these guys' brains up because he doesn't want them to think they accomplished anything. So he wasn't going to say he was great. Right.
Unless you're somebody that really needs to be pumped up, and Galladay did. That's why he talked about his block.
Right.
But you don't want Jones or Barkley or the Giants as a whole to start thinking, all right, now you've already accomplished everything. Great job. No, there's still a mission here. Got to try to keep him engaged. I don't think it had anything to do with the contract either, guys, because I don't think Brian Dable's thinking that way because he's the coach. I mean, that's something that Joe Shane's got to worry about during the offseason. Right now, they're not thinking about they're thinking about trying to win games and seeing if they can win a Super Bowl and then worry about everything after the season's over.
So, Michael, you think it was performative, but only in terms of keeping him in check?
Yeah, they didn't want to blow him up.
I did not see it that way. I believe
you thought that he really thought he was just good?
No,
he did something that only 2 other quarterbacks in history have.
No, I don't agree with Don. I think he's close to upper management.
He and Shane work hand in hand. They know exactly what they're doing. These are smart dudes. Absolutely.
You could have been, here's the thing, you could have been more effusive than the word good without blowing up his head.
Right.
He could have said, hey, you know, Daniel did a really solid job for us tonight. He's got to prove it again next week. There are ways he could have verbalized it. He literally was like, good. Good. To me, I think there was more to it.
Typical coach. We got still more work to do. I don't want to start talking about how brilliant he was because then that kind of gets us.
Typical coach. If you listen to the way the media responded to it immediately after and later, it stood out. It was an unusual way to describe a historic performance in terms of yardage passed for and rushed.
And you can't say that the coach and the GM are on separate missions. They know exactly. I mean, obviously, managing the cap impacts Dable in a big way. So he's working with Shane. He knows exactly what's going on.
But here's the thing, guys. Dable wants this to be a problem because that means the Giants are doing well and they have the quarterback and they might win against Philadelphia. Like, that's the best problem to have, that he goes out there, wins the Super Bowl MVP, and now they got a dilemma with the cap. Dable wants that problem. He's begging for that problem because that means he just won a Super Bowl. So why would he care about the contract now and start worrying about it? He's trying to win games. But it's going to help him win games.
You can chew gum and walk at the same time.
No,
he's doing a couple of things.
They want this. You don't think that everybody in that organization is hoping this becomes a problem? Because then that's good for them.
No.
They don't want a problem. They want to get it done, but I don't think they want it to be.
They want him to play where they
did. $50 million.
They want that. They want him to play at a level.
No.
They would love to see that because that means they're winning.
The only version that they want of that is they win the Super Bowl.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.